Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to Galatians, the third chapter, and verse 9. Galatians 3 and 9. It says, "So they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Is that talking about you? Verse 10. "For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Keep going. "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just, those justified ones, just and right and in the sight of God, shall live by faith." Oh, friends, living by faith is the answer. It is the answer to so many things. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you don't overcome. You don't have victories. The victory that overcomes the world, the Scripture said, is our faith. And faith is, you don't have to know all the details. You don't have to have all the understanding to walk by faith. Faith is a choice to trust God and what He said and His faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. So anytime something tries to jar you or scare you or cause you to panic or whatever the case might be, just get a hold of yourself. Take just a moment, and if the enemy's screaming at you, or even other people are yelling about, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" You already know what to do. Yes. What are we going to do? We're going to trust God. Amen. That comes in thousands of different reactions and words. And what do we mean? We're already trusting God. What? Even if I don't have a clue what to do about this, I'm trusting that God cares about me. Yes. He's going to show me what to do. Yes. He's going to bring to me whatever help, whatever wisdom, whatever support, whatever healing, whatever money. Come on, y'all understand what I'm saying? Whatever I need, He will do. He told me He'd take care of me. He told me He'd never leave me, never forsake me. Now, my part is believing that. Now, if I'm panicking and going spastic, it's obvious I don't believe that. I don't believe I'm going to be all right. I don't believe what He said. And that's my job. And there's no excuse for not believing that when you know it and when the Lord has come through for you again and again. When the thoughts come, when the challenges come, what are you going to do? 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 Help me out. Help me out. You always know the answer. You already know the answer. We're going to trust God. That's what we're going to do. And He always causes us to triumph. Always. We're coming out. Thank you, Lord. And that helps you. "We which have believed do enter into rest." It helps you to relax. But see, when you're panicking and when you're fretting and you're worrying and you're yielding to fear, that shows you're not doing your part. You don't believe Him. You don't trust Him. We've all made mistakes, but let's stop that. I said, let's stop that. We must do our part. And if you do your part, you don't have to be concerned about Him doing His part. He is completely faithful. What did he say? The just shall live. That's not just what you do once in a while. That's how you live.
Yeah.
Somebody say, this is how I live. By what? By faith. By trust in God. Verse 12, the law's not of faith. The man that doeth them shall live in them. Endeavoring to be right in God's eyes by keeping the law wasn't faith. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Man, that's some of the best news you have ever heard in your whole life. He's not working on it. He's not in the process of redeeming you. He's not soon to redeeming you. Hath. What does that mean? What would we say today? Has redeemed us. From what? We need to stay with what the Word says. A lot of times people trail off on this. Yeah, I've been redeemed from what? Well, from hell. Well, thank God, but that's not what this said. What have you been redeemed from according to this verse? The curse of the law. Well, what if you don't even know what the curse of the law is? Then you don't know what you've been redeemed from. And he did it by being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Verse 14, that the blessing. Whew. We got rid of the curse. And we got the blessing. Oh, this is the best deal you ever made. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Somebody, even if you don't understand all that, and none of us understand all of that, but you can say by faith, thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. Amen. Redeemed from the curse, qualified for the blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's not what we did, it's what He did. Thank you, Lord. And no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, we were outside of the covenant, Gentiles, but He has made us worthy, made us able, and when we're born again, we were born into the eternal family of the Father. Jesus calls us brothers. And we can call the Almighty Father, Abba. Now, angels can't do that. It's an amazing thing what God has done for us. And we're in the early stages of understanding any of it. When the Lord calls us His little children, it's not an exaggeration. We are in early stages of development. This life is the briefest thing we will ever do. 100 years is nothing. Nothing. It's a blink of an eye to God. And 1,000 years, the psalmist said, to God is like last night. Like a watch that's passed in the night. How does last night seem to you? Does that seem like a lot of time? Last night. That's how a millennia seems to God. The previous 1,000 years is like last night is to us, to God. And so when He says something's going to happen soon, if it happened within 2,000 years, that's like 2 days to Him. He's the one experiencing it correctly. We're the ones whose time is skewed. You can already, just in a few decades, you can begin to pick it up. When you were 10, you thought a year was a crazy amount of time. Is that right? You had to wait a year? But by the time you get to be 60, well, perception is changing. And the longer, when you've been around for a few millennia, how will you view 100 years? You know? When you've been around for 100,000 years, how will you view 100 years? Babies. Thank God we've been redeemed. Now, to redeem means to buy or to buy back or to buy out. And it specifically refers to purchasing a slave with a view to his or her being set free, to freedom. It specifically refers to that and applies to that. And it's good to have that in your thinking. To say he redeemed me means I needed to be redeemed. What does that mean? It means I had lost myself and my forefathers had lost themselves. Adam and Eve is our mother and father, all of us. Every human being on the planet came from Adam and Eve, and then later Noah and his family. Mm-hmm. Is that right or not? Yes, if you believe the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Then how is there such a thing as race?
No.
How is there such a thing as race? I challenge you. Establish the scientific existence of it. It's not the truth. It's not reality. Having a different color eye doesn't make you a different kind of human being. Having curly hair or straight hair doesn't put you in a different category of human being. This racial division stuff is a lie. It's based on stuff. It's not right. It's not real. We all got the same mom and daddy. Is it true or not? Now see, if you don't believe that, you believe evolution theories and Nazi propaganda.
Yes.
That's right.
Lies. Do we all come from Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Then how you doing, bro? Sis? Huh? True or not? I stopped using the terms black and white or red or yellow. Somebody says, what's wrong with that? They don't describe color. They're categories. I said they're categories.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me